Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Hey. Hopefully you're having a classy day. What's going on, everybody? Nick here from the Private Labeler Show podcast. Super excited that you decided to spend a few minutes with me today. Greatly appreciate that. PrivateLabelerShow.com is dedicated to helping 1,000 amazing entrepreneurs start an online business in 2016. Hopefully you are one of those 1,000 people. If you are, congratulations. I love you. Love to give you a high five. So thanks for tuning in. In this episode, it's going to be kind of a short Q&A type of episode. Got a few questions that I kind of wanted to give my responses to, answers, opinions that came in, and wanted to share those with you. First things first, so I want to read off a few iTunes comments, or actually one iTunes comment that I got the other day. And I sent out an email asking for some feedback or for people to go and leave a review on iTunes. And I did get a handful of people to do that. So thank you so much. If you were one of those people, I greatly appreciate it. It really means a lot. So if you're listening on iTunes right now, please leave a awesome review. I would love you for it. But first review I want to read here goes out to, or was written by Chew It with Pruitt. So thanks, Chew It with Pruitt. It says, my wife and I have only been talking about starting our own Amazon business for a week or so, but already this podcast has helped give us the confidence that we can do it and be successful. So awesome comment. I really appreciate you taking the time to Chew It with Pruitt. Thank you so much. Hopefully I can give you a little bit of value and a little bit of insight to help you and your wife on your Amazon journey and creating the Amazon empire of your dreams. So super awesome that you left a comment. And pretty much every week every few episodes, I'll read some more comments. So if you want potentially your comment to get read, go leave a comment on iTunes and I will read them all and read potentially yours on a future show. So in this episode, folks, I'm going to do a quick Q&A here. I have three questions that I received and I wanted to answer. And the questions came from the Facebook group. So if you head over to privatelabelershow.com and click on the Facebook graphic, request to join the private Facebook mastermind group for the podcast. Would greatly appreciate that. Love to have you in there. And recently, Mitch Brown asked a few questions that I thought after I read, I said, you know, these would be really great to actually put on the podcast here. And that way I could answer them and hopefully give not just Mitch, but others some insight and opinion on those questions. So it's kind of the Mitch Brown edition of the Private Labeler Show. So thanks for leaving those questions, Mitch. I greatly appreciate it. So Mitch asked the following questions, everybody. So I'm going to kind of read the questions and then just give you my opinion and answer to the best of my ability. So hopefully you can get a little bit of value out of it. He asked, how many units would you do a promo on if you ordered 200 to 300 units? Says he plans on giving away a percentage at a big discount every time he orders to gain reviews, which for my niche, reviews are huge, and 50 to 100 reviews would put me in a good spot. More would just be better. So I'm going to try to give you my best take on this without really knowing more details. First and foremost, more reviews aren't always better. And I discussed that in a previous podcast recently where yeah, you kind of want to get a good base of reviews and have enough that gives you social proof overall. However, higher quality reviews are better. So it's not necessarily quantity, okay? So if your competitors had a ton of reviews and you're just kind of aiming to get, let's say, 50 to get your foot in the door, that's cool. Just make sure to the best of your ability that those reviews are super high quality. Hopefully you have a great product, so you get a lot of 4 and 5 star reviews naturally from the people reviewing your product. Obviously, it really helps too when people leave video reviews and picture reviews and things like that. So you don't necessarily need to come at it from the mindset that you have to beat your competitors with reviews or get like an absolute crap ton of reviews to get started. You just kind of need enough to get a strong foothold to gain that social proof with high quality reviews. So as far as how many units should you give away? Well, without knowing your capital situation for how quickly you can replenish your inventory, assuming you ran out right away, I can, without knowing that information, I'm just going to say in a general sense, based on what I know, I would probably give away about 50 units to start out with. Again, spread out over a handful of days. You don't want to just blow it all in one day. It doesn't really have a big effect at all on Amazon, because they just kind of look at that as like a fluke or a blurb. So you kind of want to spread everything out over a handful of days. I'd say 50 would be a good round number there, or a good number to go for if, let's say, you were starting out with 200 to 300 units. Maybe a little bit more if you're going up to 300. So maybe you max it out to like 60, 65 units or so. And you just have to know that just because you give away, let's say you give away 50 units, that's not going to gain you 50 reviews necessarily. A lot of the people that you're going to be asking to review your product, or if you go through a launch service, you're not going to always get everybody to reciprocate on that purchase and leave you a review. So just kind of be aware of that. Now, yeah, basically that's just kind of my answer there. I would say that's just the rough number. Without knowing more information, I would say that is it. And hopefully your product does really well and it gets ranked and you can turn on PPC and get it selling right away. But you just have to ask yourself, how quick can I get more inventory? Because if your item flies off the shelf and all of a sudden you're out of stock right away because you gave away, a ton for promos and stuff like that, how quick can you get more from your supplier sent to Amazon, so on and so forth? Because that does take time. So without knowing the logistics of everything, that would kind of be my general answer. So hopefully that's at least somewhat beneficial for you and the others listening. So the next question in relation is, if the average price was $15.99 to $20, so that general range, would you come in under the average price to establish some sales before moving up and competing? The lower price is still profit. So that's question number two that Mitch had. And my answer to that is absolutely. If this is your first product and you don't already have an established brand or an established list to sell to, in my opinion, I would absolutely start with a lower price point than the general competition. If people are selling relatively similar products as you, try to find out what's the average, like you mentioned. If it's between $15 and $20 in that range, come in like a dollar or two under that when you first start out. Because what you're trying to do, obviously, is create profit, and you claim that you would still be making profit, which is great. But you're trying to kind of spike things, right? So you're going to do your promotion, and then coming off of your promotion, you still want to keep that fire there. You still want to keep things moving along. So without a lot of social proof, you're not going to have a lot of reviews right off the bat, probably. You're still going to want to keep things moving. And if customers see your product for a lower price than a similar product, a similar competitor, then there's a good chance that even without a lot of reviews, you're still going to convert. And if you're still converting at that lower price point and making profit, that's great. Granted, you might not be making as much profit as you ultimately want right off the bat, but you just want to convert. You want sales. You want to keep that momentum moving. And then basically, as you establish that, yeah, you can sell at a lower price and kind of blow a lot of units out, you're going to want to gradually increase that price. So, after maybe start out at, $14.99 or something like that, after that's kind of going well, then bump it up a dollar and test it and wait maybe a few days to see what the reaction is to that. And, kind of just evaluate. You should always be testing pricing. And if you keep bumping it up slowly and it's still selling, that's great. That just means that you're making more profit, but you're still converting. Because if you listen to past episodes, it's all about conversions. Like, Amazon loves it when products sell no matter what. Like, they just love the sale, the conversion, the customer acquisition, things like that. So, yeah, definitely start lower. Now, here's a little thing on price, though, big picture wise. So I might have mentioned this in the past, but sometimes when I'm looking around, I'll see similar products, like almost identical products, but there's a massive price difference for virtually the same product. And a lot of times I'm just like, how the heck is this product selling for such a high price when it's the exact same as products that are, you know, $10, $15 cheaper. I'm like, why the heck is this high priced product outselling all these, you know, lower priced ones? A lot has to do with price perception as well. So as you establish your brand a little bit, or your product, and it's got the social proof and the reviews, then you can kind of push the envelope and increase that price a lot higher than your competition, just to test it, because it's price perception. So if a customer sees your product ultimately at a much higher price than everybody else, they're going to go, okay, well, maybe there's a reason why this product is so much higher in price, and they perceive it to be a better quality product. It's their perception. They equate it to being premium, and they're willing to pay that extra price, specific customers are, because they want a better quality product. And they see price as, you know, being the differentiator in your product, that if it's more expensive, and, you know, to them, it must be better. So that's something you can play with as well on the opposite end of things. Typically, I wouldn't recommend that when you first start out there, though. Come in low, like I mentioned, and then gradually push the envelope once you know that the product is established and selling, and see how high you can get that price and have it still convert. And obviously, the higher the price, the more profit you're probably going to make, obviously. So hopefully that helps you there. And the third question we had in the Q&A, and the final question, is how highly would you recommend a copywriter? It says, I've seen you list on your website. It's $250, but is it worth the money? How much better does your listing convert from before you did it? So here's my answer to that. There's, you get a couple questions in there. If you're unsure of what he's talking about, on privatelabelershow.com, on the resources tab, I list a copywriting service that I go through and that I recommend to others. It's called marketingwords.com. So I'll put that in the show notes as well. So if you want to link to it right from the blog post, I'll do that for you. Basically, I can't recommend them enough. I'm not saying that that's the one you have to go through. Definitely do your own due diligence. You can hire somebody off of Upwork, but I absolutely recommend it. Now, if you're kind of budget conscious when you're first starting out, my recommendation would be this. Look at the top competitors for your product. You probably know who they are at this point. And you can write your own listing when you first start out. It's not absolutely required that you hire somebody to write your listing. So I would look at, like I said, the competitors, get out a sheet of paper and simply break it down. So like you have your title, you have your bullets, and you have your description. Look at the keywords that they're using. Look at the wording that they're using, and sketch out on your sheet of paper like five different title ideas or title options. Like literally write out different ones, and just spend about an hour doing that and putting it together, making it sound good, and just kind of emulating or just kind of mirroring some of your competitors. You don't want to steal their word for word, obviously. That's not cool, but just get a feel for how they're wording it. If it's converting for them and if it's selling for them, chances are if you do something similar, it's also going to work for you. So break it down. So do your title first, and then look at the bullet points. Okay, it's a lot of feature benefit stuff. Look at who seems to be doing it the best. And then same thing with the description. And literally just write it out and, you know, play around with it for a few hours. And then you can upload that to your listing, into your back end, into Seller Central, and kind of just try it. I mean, one thing I would just recommend, though, is that if you do create your own listing, don't be afraid to constantly change things and update things and tweak things and try different things. So that's something that I would definitely recommend that you do. Now, if you do have the money, let's say you got, you know, a few hundred dollars laying around to invest in the business, my recommendation is just to hire that professional copywriter from the get-go. Take that off your plate completely. Let somebody else worry about it that's a trained professional. And that way you can focus your attention on other aspects in the business. So again, if you don't feel comfortable writing it, fine, just hire somebody. There's definitely people out there that'll do it for you. And he mentions that he's seen, you know, the Marketing Words company on my website. Well, you don't have to use them. There's plenty of people out there on, like I said, Upwork that'll do it for you. Prices will vary. And if you're listening to this podcast and, you know, it's sometime in the future, maybe marketingwords.com doesn't charge $250. Maybe they charge $350 or $500. Who knows? So prices might vary on that. And the reason why I love marketingwords.com is for the simple fact that they're very in tune with Amazon sellers, and they understand the Amazon terms of service. They know what you can and cannot do in listings to not or to avoid violating any of Amazon's rules with listings, because there's a lot of weird little things going on there that if you don't read the Amazon's terms of service for different categories, you might actually be violating some of their rules and not even know it. And then all of a sudden, Amazon's kind of slapping you on the hands, telling you to fix things. So they're very in tune with what's going on, what sells, and what works, what doesn't. So check them out, or like I said, find somebody on Upwork. And then the final part of his question was, how much better does your listing convert? So I definitely notice a difference. So sometimes, like if you're launching a product, like I mentioned, you might just put your own listing up there for the time being, and slowly, like if you have Marketing Words write yours or another company write it, you might then just convert to theirs. And I definitely notice a difference. They're great at what they do, and if it leads to a higher conversion rate, for example, if my listing that I created converts at 10%, and by using a professional copywriter's service and their skills, theirs converts at 12% or 13%. Now, I'm going to easily make up the cost that it, or the expense that it cost me to purchase their services, because I'm selling more units, I'm making more profit because I have a better converting listing. Okay. So I definitely notice a difference, but you just have to ask yourself ultimately, do I have the extra money to have somebody do this for me? And I'm all about automation and outsourcing. I look at a lot of aspects in this business, just like other things, and go, what can I afford to outsource? What do I absolutely want to do myself? And there's certain things I just don't want to do. Like going forward, I would never write my own listing again. It's just not worth my time. I can just pay somebody to do it because I know it's going to get done right. And there's a really good chance that, the conversion rate on what they put out there is going to be better than what I would do anyways. So it only makes sense. Now, other things that they'll do for you, though, I don't know about people off of Upwork or freelancers, but what Marketing Words will also do for you is they will give you keywords to get started with. Because when you're setting up your listing, you have a whole bunch of fields to enter in keywords, and keywords are critical to success on Amazon. So Marketing Words will give you a big list of keywords that you can then plug into your listing. So obviously that's all part of conversion as well. So they'll do that for you on top of creating the listing, which is awesome. Because if you're running with the wrong keywords, if you don't know how to do the keyword research correctly, you could be potentially losing out on some sales that way. So that's just kind of my thoughts on that. Hopefully you got a little bit of value out of my opinions and answers to your questions, Mitch, and anybody else that is listening. And if anybody else want me to kind of give you my take on things, my opinion, or try to answer a question to the best of my ability, join the Facebook Mastermind group or shoot me an email. I know some of you guys will just shoot me emails that way, and sometimes I'll read those questions off and give you my takes on them on the show as well. So that's kind of this week's episode. I greatly appreciate you tuning in and listening, and I will talk to you in the next show. Thanks. Hey, I was wondering if you could do me a quick favor. If you listen to this podcast episode on iTunes, Stitcher, or even YouTube, could you please leave me a quick review or a quick upvote? It would be greatly appreciated and go a long way to helping me reach my goal of helping 1,000 people start an online business in 2016. Thank you, and talk soon.